You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
This edition of It's My Money is brought to you by Brenthurst Wealth, your partner for global wealth creation. Welcome to It's My Money. It's My Money is brought to you by Brenthurst Wealth, South Africa's multi-award winning boutique wealth manager. With me from Brenthurst Wealth today is Aaron Ruttenberg. And Aaron, welcome to the podcast as always. And I've been reading the article that you sent me, which is entitled Investing and Planning for Retirement, a Marathon, Not a Sprint. And as soon as I saw that, I knew that this is one of your analogies, an article based on analogies and an article based on your frustration for not being a psychologist. Anyway, welcome and thank you for sending me the piece.
Thanks, Lindsay. Yes, exactly. I definitely am not a psychologist in that way, but the running gives me that time to think and act as some sort of a meditation for me and how I look at things on my own stuff and for my clients. So, yes, you can kind of call it a psychological thing, but I am not the psychologist, even though people think I am.
Yeah, well, I do. Anyway, the first paragraph says, as by way of an introduction, it says, as someone who has been training for a marathon, I've come to deeply appreciate the way running clears my head and provides a meditative space to think about life's complexities. Running in general is not just a physical endeavor. It's a journey that requires discipline and consistency. I had no idea you were a marathon runner, but well done for doing that. At least it gets you out of the house for 2-3 hours. And then you go on to say the marathon mindset, patience over impulse, and you apply this to investing. Tell us more, please.
Of course. Look, running has been something that I've always done, but not excessively. And until I started really researching how running works and, you know, how it's important to fuel one's body, etc., I started to think while I was running, not only as a form of meditation, but hold on a minute, here comes one of my analogies. Let me incorporate it because it's very similar to investing. It doesn't matter what your goal is, but in this specific case, it's a long-term investment, and it can also be used to different aspects of one's life, the importance of consistency and compounding, etc. And while I was running and I was thinking about all the pillars of running, such as, you know, the importance of nutrition, the importance of running slow to run fast, which is a term used to try and run within your zone 2 level. There's five zones, and funnily enough, running slow in that zone 2 level, 80% of your time on training allows you to run faster and complete the race. Then you've got nutrition, and that all aligns with everything that I thought to myself, well, that's quite similar to investing or anything in life for that matter. So, you know, you need to pace yourself. That was where I started. And speaking about all of that consistency, it's like anything in life. If you're going to do something, do it consistently, because then you will get results. And, you know, anything in life, like I mentioned, you know, the difference between a sprint and a marathon is all mindset. Sprint is about the maximum effort over a short distance, where a marathon, like a long-term investment, is a sustainable pace over a long stretch. And adopting that long-term strategic approach is so crucial for success.
So you don't want to, if it was a graph of a marathon, you don't want a big spiky graph where you run off and you're way ahead of the field in the first 5Ks or something like that. And then you start to hit a bit of a brick wall and people come and overtake you. I mean, I've seen it in so many races. I'm not a runner, but I've seen it. People suddenly, or competitors rather, suddenly become fatigued. Their muscles start to cramp up or whatever it is. And the other people who have been pacing themselves overtake them. And you go on to say in another paragraph, setting the pace early. Just as a marathon runner must pace themselves from the start, investors in South Africa should set a consistent, manageable savings and investment strategy as early as possible. So you set your stall out early with a strategy.
Exactly. Because like you said, when you spike too soon, remember a marathon is 42 kilometers around, you can't start that sprint already at the end with the last 10 kilometers to go because you feel like you're running out of time. Once you start the correct way of training, in other words, once you start really in investment terms, you know, delaying that instant gratification, trying to get to that finish line, is rather not trying to get to that finish line as early as possible, because Otherwise, you're going to run out of gas. You need to be very much slow and steady so that you can finish the race. And that's why we speak about long term, until, you know, the roof of the house falls off. You got to, you know, like a seasoned marathon runner knows, you know, consistent training over time is the key to building that strength and endurance. There's a lot of other things that go into it, and that's what the article is about, but it's the power of consistency and making sure that you're well, you have a lot of nutrients, the right nutrients, and the right type of training so that you don't spike early.
Yeah, the temptation is to do that, of course. The temptation is to say, well, NVIDIA is doing well, so let me put everything into that. And then suddenly there's a correction of 30%. You think, oh, wait a second, people have overtaken me. It's not, of course, investments, it's not a competition between you and your neighbor or you and your colleague or whatever. But I get what you mean with the marathon thing and the sprinting thing. Consistency through automation. Seasoned marathon runners know that consistent training over time is the key to building strength and endurance. Likewise, you say, the power of consistent automated investing cannot be overstated. What do you mean by automated investing?
So over time, automated investments, and when we say automated, I'm referring, as South Africans will know, as a debit order. In other words, consistently investing into something, using your bank account automatically, it goes off. Kind of like paying tax every month when you get your salary, that's automated. You're also automating your investments, whether it's to your tax-free investment, your retirement annuity, or just your offshore investments. Those automated investments themselves compound and grow, just like the physical benefits of consistent training. At the end of the day, by automating contributions to all of those investments, you gradually build a wealth without the temptation to skip months or get distracted by market noise. That automatic nature of these contributions acts like the steady pace of a marathon runner, propelling you forward, even though things and conditions can't be perfect. When you're running downhill, it's like investing. It's a bit easier. You're investing when the markets are going down, kind of harder, but you know what I mean. And when you're running uphill, like when the markets are going up, well, you're able to buy less, but at the same time, you're really averaging things out and taking emotions out of play. The best way of doing that, just like with running.
You talk about tax and the importance of tax efficiency. And when I say tax efficiency, of course, you don't mean tax avoidance or some latest scheme to avoid tax. But tax efficiency, terribly, terribly important, because it reduces the drag. And I don't know what you do in a marathon, but maybe you run behind someone. So the drag is reduced, like in a Formula One race, for example. And then suddenly you overtake them. Is that the point you're trying to make here?
Exactly the point. Drag is very much reduced by utilizing certain tax beneficial products when you are on that route to, you know, a nice and comfortable retirement. Kind of like your gels when you're running. You know, that's your little secret weapon. It gives you more carbs. It gives you more sodium, so your blood flows more. In that same way, reducing the drag of an investing is, you know, having – and it's not really as much of about what to put it in. It's just the general. But you've got your retirement annuities, which are tax-free within the retirement annuity. And then you also obviously have the ability to get a tax deduction, and get money taxed back, tax-free savings accounts, which we prefer to be in investments, which you can invest up to 36,000 per annum or 3,000 rand per month as it currently stands. Those are obviously also tax-free with growth and can be used on retirement very, very beneficially with your living annuity. So those are fueling and refueling your investment journey, your run, reducing the drag.
Okay. Now you're talking about fueling your investments, the importance of regular contributions. When someone starts out on their investment journey, Aaron, with Brenthurst Wealth, they'll say to themselves, oh, this is really exciting. I'm going to put in a few thousand a month or whatever the sum is. And then after a while, they think, actually, you know what? I really need to buy myself a new suit, or I really need to go away for a long weekend with my partner, whatever it is. And suddenly that stops. Not the right thing to do.
Exactly. That's like taking too much during the run. And what we always say is, when you are within your means, living within your means, you understand that there's that instant gratification that can fall away. Whilst things can happen in life very, very quickly, and I understand that, what if they don't? So you have to think about the fact that you need to retire comfortably without that need to worry about your children looking after you. And that's the whole point. When you're, and this whole article is just meant to be that final marathon race, that final retirement side, when you get to that position, that's that marathon. Because when you retire, it's another marathon, but you're preparing for that basically with your fueling, with your training, i.e. automated investing, and over time. You're training yourself to delay instant gratification, to make sure you live within your means, so that come race day, you know exactly what to do.
Adaptability, adjusting for changing conditions. I mean, I think I saw a marathon recently. I think it could have even been at the Paris Olympics, where they started off in bright sunshine or sunny, and then it started raining, or they started off in the rain. Whatever it is, you have to adapt to the conditions, because it's not going to stay the same. The wind's going to get up, the rain's going to start, as I just said. And things do change in investments as well. In the investment world, we're bombarded with stuff all the time.
Yes. In marathons, runners need to adapt to those changing weather conditions you mentioned, and terrain. There's rain, there's wind. But similarly, in retirement planning, like you said, an investment, strategies must be adjusted over time. You get to a marathon, there's a couple of hills later on. You know how to adjust for those hills, or there's rain with those hills. So economic conditions in the same way change. Tax laws change for the good or for the bad. And there could be shifts in personal financial circumstances. It could have been retrenched, which could delay. And there could be certain goals. Maybe you inherited and you were lucky enough to inherit, and which would propel you forward. So those always require reviewing of your personal portfolio every single year to make those necessary tweaks, as one would in a run, whether it be a specific point of time to taking that gel, or a specific point of time in utilizing what you were holding in your hand, that drink, for a little bit more carbs. So that grit and focus in that marathon, especially when the going gets tough, is the same when it comes to market downturns and economic instability, listening to what you're hearing on the radio or reading. You know, those setbacks in life that you can also have can be very discouraging, but maintaining discipline is the key to achieving this long-term goal of retirement, as well as a long-term goal of running 42 kilometers. And, you know, reacting emotionally is the worst thing to do, just like a runner when, you know, you should be pacing yourself. You know, that can derail your entire plan. Believe me, after 42 kilometers, you can become emotional.
I can't even drive 42 kilometers without a couple of stops, Aaron. Finally, you say finishing strong, the retirement payoff. You see the tape in front of you, Aaron. You're at the front of the field, and you just go for the finish line. You breast the tape, as they call it, and you finished it. But all the way along, of course, I mean, this is another analogy. You've got the Brentus Wealth people standing there, giving you encouragement, giving you a drink, giving you the gel, whatever it is. So you've got your team around you.
Yes, and that's what you need, because some people need a coach. It's not always easy. I can bombard somebody with how to train for a marathon, mentioning nutrition, you know, mentioning that automation, which is very similar to nutrition, because you are constantly fueling your body to give constant to propel yourself forward. I can say you need to run more miles. More miles on the legs equals that ability to run that marathon. You need to get as much miles as possible. Then you get something called tempo runs. Tempo runs is that 20% I was talking about. 80% is running slow so you can run fast. Tempo runs are running very fast runs to get your VO2 max as high as possible, which is essentially giving your body as the oxygen in your body that time to remove lactic acid. That's that VO2 max. So beyond that, there's more lactic acid. And you need to learn how to deal with that. So you really, those tempo runs are training your body to remove that oxygen. You don't know that, but it becomes overwhelming, as well as also knowing how to fuel correctly. The right amount of carbs, sodium, and what happens during that race. That's where a coach and a good team from estate planning, investment planning, can all help in understanding to make sure that you can complete your race effectively.
You're a very scary person, Aaron, because you don't just go for a run. You research everything. And I imagine that's the way you approach about personal finance as well and wealth management. But very well done. It was a really good analogy. Thank you very much. And just as you said, but I'll say it again, your last sentence says the following. Just as it can help to have a coach to push you along, a financial advisor can ensure you finish the race as well. Aaron Ruttenberg is from Brenthurst Wealth. And that was It's My Money. It's My Money was brought to you by Brenthurst Wealth, an award-winning boutique wealth management company.